there is a burden to doing ministry. And that burden can be carried by the minister or the one who's being ministered to. And sometimes the one being ministered to can't carry the burden. But here's the reality that I think a lot of people don't get. The one ministering sometimes can't carry the burden either. Sermon where theology and life collide. We're going to be discussing anything and everything that you'll be facing in the world today after the sermon. My name is Jeremy Lundmark, and you're listening to episode number 35. In this episode, I'm just going to give a brief update of where After the Sermon is at. We are going to be taking about a 3 to 4 week break from the show, and I want to explain why we're taking that break. Over the last few months, our family's been falling just a little bit behind on bills, and we were anticipating a decent tax return to help cover some of those bills and get us caught up. And unfortunately, we found out this past weekend that we're not going to get a tax return back. We're actually going to owe a couple $100s. And it was kind of a blow to our financial situation. You know, you're anticipating money coming in, and then you have to prepare for money going out. Now, the cost that we owe to the state is not a lot. It's actually the state of New York that we owe, and it's a couple $100s, but really the blow was expecting to be able to catch up in the rest of our bills and not being able to. And so I sat down and I did some of the numbers on where we're at, and I kind of figured I'm going to have to work as much overtime as possible over the next month to get us caught up and to account for that money not coming in. And so as I was looking at the calendar, for those who don't know, I work nights 7 p.m. to 7 a.m., and my wife works nights as well. And the days that I don't work, she works. And the days that I work, she doesn't. So, and those days, for those of you who've ever worked third shift, those days, quote-unquote, off that you have are really not days off. You have to catch up on your sleep, and if you have multiple days off, you kind of have to adjust your sleep schedule so you can get back on days. It's almost like jet lag, where you have to like sort of revert back to from sleeping during the day to sleeping at night, and it's sort of a weird transition. It messes with you a little bit. I'm actually pretty good at it. I've done third shift a lot in the last 12 to 15 years, so it doesn't throw me off too much. But as I was looking at the calendar, in order to pull off the amount of overtime that we need to get caught up, I have to do a lot, and there's no extra days. And the way I typically record this show is I take my days off. My first day off, I will sleep or rest or do some creative work in terms of where I'm going to go with the show or schedule some interviews or whatever. And then the next day, when I'm a little bit more fresh, I try to record the show, edit, and produce it. And as I was looking at it, if I take these days of overtime, which I need to take, I won't have that time to produce this show. And for those who don't know much about podcasting, if you listen to a lot of podcasts, I just want to sort of throw this out sort of as a tip of the hat to my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ who are doing podcasts. It's not just the 1 hour that goes into an hour-long show, or if it's a 30-minute show. There's usually about 15 to 20, maybe more minutes of podcasting that never actually reaches the air. That could be anything from coughing or laughing or sneezing or interruptions to just segments that we just want to pull out of there because we just didn't like what we said, or listening back to it, it's not what we were expecting. So if you're listening to a lot of podcasts, just know that you are truly blessed by the people who minister to you. And I just want to say that on their behalf, because I know there's a lot of people who do podcasting other than myself. And they need that tip of the hat to say, hey, you know, I get where you're coming from. And for those of you who do listen to podcasts, understand this much. Every podcast episode you listen to, look at the length of time that that podcast is. If it's a 45-minute podcast or an hour-long podcast, that podcaster probably spent twice that much time just listening back to do the edits, unless it's the type of podcaster who just throws it out there and doesn't do any editing. You're looking at probably twice as much time just to go back and do the editing. And it's not a straight listen through. So it's not like you just listen through and edit it. The editing time takes time too. So if you have an hour long podcast, you're looking at probably an hour and a half to 2 hours of editing time after that, plus the conversion to the proper file format, uploading, writing the blog post, and developing the promo images and things like that. There's just probably about 3 to 4 hours worth of work for every podcast. And in my situation, I looked at my schedule and I said, look, if I try to schedule these interviews and I try to produce these podcasts, I am not going to get a lot of sleep. I'm already not getting a lot of sleep as it is. I need to do what's best for our family on this end in order to get us to a place where we continue to do this podcast at a high level. So we are going to take the next 2 to 3 weeks off. I was looking at the calendar. It all depends on how the next gap plays and when I can schedule the next interview. I do record Theology Mixer Radio once a month at the end of the month, and I'm looking forward to coming back to After the Sermon about the same time that I come back to that podcast. So it's only going to be about a month. I do want to say thank you to those of you who have helped us financially. Really appreciate that. And listen, it has helped. I make about $120 or $150 from my work, depending on if I'm getting time and a half or not. And so the help that you've provided takes away from the amount of time that I have to go and try to sort of supplement our income. So it does help. It does provide the ability for me to take less hours at work if we can afford that. So we appreciate that a lot. I did want to use this opportunity as well to talk just a little bit about a reality that I'm not sure a lot of people think about. And really what it is the cost of doing ministry. And I'm sharing this not for my sake at this point, but for those of you who serve in local ministries or local churches, I'm hoping that I can relate to you because I know there's a lot of people making a lot of sacrifices that are not being noticed. And at the same time, I know there's a lot of people who don't realize these sacrifices are being made, and I want to draw attention to them. And here's a reality. Whether you're in a local church ministry or you're talking about podcasting or you're talking about pro-life organization, whatever the ministry may be, a missions agency, whatever, all of those ministries have a cost that is involved. And that cost is oftentimes incurred either by the one doing the ministry or by those being ministered to. Now, we read in Scripture that the Apostle Paul was willing to take that burden of cost so that he could preach the gospel free of charge. We know that he worked night and day as a tent builder to sort of supplement his income so that he wasn't a burden to anybody. But what I want you to understand is that that burden does exist. There's a financial cost, there's a time cost, there's a talent cost in any ministry that's done. And the reason I'm sharing this is because if you know somebody who's really talented and you benefit from them, whether it's a radio program or whatever, I want to encourage you to value that ministry in any way that you can. And what I mean by that is, you know, some people may not have the monetary ability to pay. And those people who are ministering, I can speak for them. I think they don't want the monetary gain from those who can't afford it. That's not their goal. Nobody that I know, okay, and I'm not talking about non-Orthodox people. I'm talking about people who are Orthodox ministers who are genuine in their pursuit of ministering to the body of Christ. None of them are looking for financial gain. But here's the reality, and this is an economic reality. It's a fact. There is a burden to doing ministry. And that burden can be carried by the minister or the one who's being ministered to. And sometimes the one being ministered to can't carry the burden. But here's the reality that I think a lot of people don't get. The one ministering sometimes can't carry the burden either. And being able to recognize that and be aware of it is so vitally important. And let me just sort of talk about some of the things that I hear from people that maybe we can stop saying so we understand the economics of ministry. You know, when you get in situations like this where you're struggling financially, particularly as one who's a minister, a lot of times the typical response you'll hear from people is, oh, you just got to trust God, things will work themselves out, et cetera, et cetera. I have found in a number of ministries that I've done work for that those ministry organizations are far happier to let the minister take the leap of faith than they are willing to take the leap of faith themselves. And this is an irony that I think really needs to be looked at an organizational level. And maybe it's just because I've worked with more independent churches. Maybe this isn't a factor with more denominationally connected churches. I don't know. But my experience has been churches who are looking for ministers and ministries who are looking for people to do ministry are oftentimes trying to get them at the cheapest wage that they can afford. But what they don't understand is that when they get the cheaper wage, they're not actually saving quote-unquote cost. Because by placing that burden, let's say a pastor does a value of ministry of $50,000 a year, and you decide you're going to pay him $30,000 a year. He really wants to serve the body of Christ, so he takes $30,000 a year. Here's the reality. You're not going to get that minister at the level that you can get him at the higher value rate. Now, there is a reality where you can have a diminishing return where you pay too much, and this is a problem in some situations, but you pay too much and you don't get the return on that investment. And what each church and each ministry has to evaluate is whether or not the amount that they're paying out is relieving the burden of the minister enough to do the ministry. And if they determine that it's not, then they're only hurting themselves when they don't provide relief for that burden. And this is the reality. That burden is there. If you read the Apostle Paul, you'll find that he says, yes, I didn't take income. I didn't take finances from you. I didn't take support from you. I worked night and day. But he also says he could have, that he was deserving of it and he could have taken it. And there's this reality where if a minister is able to bear the burden, then that's his choice. He's giving of that aspect of his life. He's willing to give the time. Maybe he has the financial resources available to him or whatever, but he's willing to make those sacrifices. There's nothing wrong with that. But the problem occurs when the ministry undercuts the minister and the minister can no longer work at the level that benefits the ministry. And so it ends up being a net loss for both people. And you see this in a lot of bivocational situations where there's this burden on the minister to pay bills and do normal life stuff, but there's also the burden of ministry. And that's a lot of burden to bear. And so I say all of this to say that if you're in a situation where you know a minister, okay? And again, I want to be clear. I'm not talking about myself. I never started this podcast for financial purposes. I actually enjoyed doing it. And I've been overwhelmed by the support that I've received, but my goal is to pay it forward to those ministers who are serving as pastors, as leaders of great organizations. You know, we had Sidney Massey on last week, and, you know, support those organizations, if you're able, that are doing the work of Christ, whatever those ministries are. And I want to encourage you to do that because there is a burden to ministry, and it's a heavy burden to bear. And I want to talk specifically to those of you who may be bearing that, I call it a double burden. I would encourage you to stay the course, to stay after it, but also be willing to let that burden be known. This is a hard episode for me to share because I'm a guy who is proud of a lot of things, and I'm a hardworking person, and I don't want to share the hurt and the struggles that we're having financially. I don't want to let people know that. That's not easy to do. But I'm trying to be an example to you as much as I'm being blessed by some of you who are listeners. Tell the right people, tell the necessary people. And, you know, for those of you who are in leadership at local churches or you're on the boards of ministries or you're in a situation where you can relieve that burden for a minister, be willing to go to that minister and say, are you guys doing okay financially? Do you make enough? And do that with a genuine heart because, you know, if a local church is saving up a whole bunch of reserves or pouring out a ton of money to foreign missions while their pastor is struggling to get by or racking up debt because he can't afford his basic everyday needs, that's something that's the local church's responsibility because the pastor's not going to typically come to them and say, look, I can't make it. I need this much more money or I'm out of here. Most pastors aren't going to do that. And so you need to have deacons, elders, whatever your leadership structure is like, members who are willing to go sit down and just have that honest conversation. Where are you at financially? What is the burden that you bear? And how can we relieve that burden? And rather than saying to the local pastor, the local minister, trust God, maybe you as a collective organization can say, how can we step out in faith and relieve this burden rather than transferring that burden to them and then telling them to have faith and trust that God will take care of them. You know, try to have just a little bit of a different attitude on that. And again, I want to say I appreciate those of you who have helped out. Some verses have been thrown my way and I appreciate it. I know there was an email address that got miscommunicated. Hopefully we've corrected that. For those who want to know, my email address is lundmark.jeremy@gmail.com. I know some folks were sending around the wrong email address. And so that'll correct that. But I want to thank you because you have already sort of taken the lessons from this episode and said, you know, I see somebody who is bearing the burden of ministry and I want to relieve that burden. And you have done that. You've helped out a lot. I appreciate it. So thank you to those of you who have done that. I will be back at the end of the month. The sooner I get back, I will get there. It'll be a matter of getting those finances in order, finding the time to record the episodes, and scheduling new interviews beginning in the end of March or beginning of April. In the meantime, I do know that our Uncredible t-shirts and hoodies are going to be getting to a few people who ordered them. So I want to encourage you, if you did order one and when you get it, please take a selfie, a picture of you wearing it. I know one person, him and his wife, both ordered one. So take a picture of you guys sharing it so I can share that on Twitter and Facebook. I'm excited to see that. But folks, listen, I am Uncredible. And I think a lot of the listeners who are listening to this are Uncredible as well. And if you're struggling financially, you're struggling with that burden of ministry, feel free to contact me. I'd be willing to talk with you and pray with you. And thank you again to those of you who've supported us and our family. We appreciate it immensely. And we're humbled by the fact that you'd be willing to do that just out of the goodness of your heart without even being asked. So thank you for that. We appreciate it, folks. We'll keep you updated on Twitter. I'll still be hopefully writing an article here and there for Theology Mix, but I put that on hold as well. But we'll be on Twitter. We'll be on social media if we can, but we'll be very busy with overtime. So appreciate all of you. Stay tuned. If you're just starving for some sort of content for the next month, I'd encourage you to check out the Theology Mix Podcast Network. Some really great podcasts were just added to that. So that's a place you can go if you want to fill the content aspect of your life with some good quality podcasts. But folks, until the end of the month, we'll see you next time after the sermon.